Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. From ESPN and our buddy Jeff Darlington going to join us here for a couple minutes. Jeff, welcome back to football, right? It's starting. It's starting the country. It's fun. It's exciting, and we're ready for it.
This is one of those, like, total teases, though. It's like, yeah, football's back. The games aren't for, like 6 more weeks, but football's
right.
back.
Hey, they'll be throwing it around, and we can watch guys, you know, run around a little bit, and who looks hot and who's not. Hey, we got a bunch of stuff. Reason I wanted to have you on this morning is let's start with, say, Aaron Rodgers. You don't believe he's going to retire, do you?
No, I mean, I don't think so. As Mark Murphy, the president of the organization, put it, he's a complicated fella. So I understand the idea of putting that on the table because he is a pretty complicated fella. And if you even float that idea, I'll bet there's something in somebody's mind within the Packers organization that is wondering if he actually will. My thing is, like, what is that? I don't really know how that's a flex to the Packers organization. Like, what are they supposed to do? My whole thing all along here is, like, at some point, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you can't just keep saying, like, I just don't like the organization. You have to say at some point seemingly what it is and right. what will fix this. Because if you don't do that, I don't know what the Packers are supposed to do. Yes, they could trade him, but again, like, the leverage is in their court. Like, what reason do they necessarily have to trade him other than compensation? It's Aaron who's going to have to forego nearly $35 million if he doesn't play this season. So to me, it's like, okay, what are you going to do, Aaron, and what do you want? Like, because at this point, we don't really know.
Jeff, just to follow up on that, the great ones, the guy's just coming off an MVP year where he was sensational. The great ones don't just all of a sudden want to quit, especially with the amount of money he can make over the next 4, 5, 6 years. I just don't see him going cold turkey and going, all right, I'm done playing. Well, like, what else is going to pay you that kind of money tied in with the commercials, which could be close to $50 million a year? Let me know.
Well, yeah, I mean, and beyond that, like this is your legacy too. Like, maybe he can say he doesn't care about it, but he will be – I mean, one of the more disappointing careers, honestly, in NFL history, if you think about it. Like the most talented quarterback, really, the most talented passer on the planet is basically the way we've talked about him for the last year or so. And if he only comes away with this thing with one Super Bowl, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know that's a career that Aaron Rodgers expected.
Well, Jeff, let's throw gasoline on the fire. Devontae Adams not happy either now in Green Bay. Right. Now you got your top two guys that probably won out at this point. What is going to end up happening with him?
I mean, I'm surprised. I wouldn't have expected him to get a deal done that outside of being like the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, I wouldn't have expected him to concede anything without knowing Aaron Rodgers' future. So to me, these things – I understand he would have potentially done a deal if it was going to make him the highest paid wide receiver. But outside of that, without knowing who's going to be throwing him passes, I just didn't expect that deal to get done in the first place. If Aaron all of a sudden is back and they can get those conversations going again, yeah, I think that would make sense. But for now, it starts with Aaron, and everything else will trickle down from there.
I know it's like a broken record, the other guy, but Deshaun Watson, do you think this can get worked out and he gets traded and plays for somebody else this year?
So I think this has to be the perfect scenario for that to happen. I understand. I just saw a report. Houston Texans are willing to listen to trade offers. Well, yeah. I mean, but they're like, let's say the entire headline, they're willing to listen to trade offers for their player who has 22 civil lawsuits currently open against him. Like, that's a pretty big caveat. And I think that this has to be perfect from the standpoint that the Texans want to get high enough compensation to justify the move. Watson has a no-trade clause in his contract, so whatever team does step up, let's say the Eagles, for instance, were to step up and say, okay, we'll give you two first-round picks, and Watson's like, well, I don't want to play for the Eagles. Well, okay, so that squashes that. Like, it's got to be the perfect team. It's got to be the perfect offer. And it's got to be something that the Texans are willing to take, even though their player right now has so much hanging over his head.
Jeff, I got to ask you this about Deshaun Watson and the situation. The NFL hasn't stepped in yet. When is the timetable for them to step in? Because, yeah, like, the reports are out there that they're willing to listen to trade offers, and maybe Philly's the team on top, and maybe Carolina jumps in there, maybe some other wild card teams jump in. If you're a team right now, aren't you calling the NFL and going, hey, before we even call Houston,
what's the problem?
Like, what's the situation with Deshaun? Like, when does the NFL step in here?
Well, and here's the other – that's exactly why this is such a weird game of chess, because Deshaun also had $10 million in salary. Like, he needed to report to camp to keep that from going into jeopardy. Also needed to find out if the league was going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list. And they did not. And the expectation is that they will not. They didn't with Ezekiel Elliott when he had the domestic violence allegations against him. And he was never found guilty of a crime, and the league still suspended him for 6 games, but they never put him on the commissioner's exempt list. So it's this tricky thing where, if a team does trade for him, you almost have to expect, at the very minimum, that he's going to get hit with a 6-game suspension at some point. So obviously that's going to lower his value somewhat. But let's just say, because I know Dolphins fans are most interested in it, let's say the Dolphins were to say, okay, you know what? We can roll through 6 games if he gets suspended for 6 games. It's still worth it in the long run. So I understand that component to it. But I still don't know. I mean, beyond, like, what is the timetable? Right. How long are we going to have to wait? Where does this investigation stand? And by the way, is it going to be worse than 6 games? Yeah. I mean, he's got 22 civil lawsuits against him. So while we assume that he'll settle these things at some point, what if he doesn't? What if these things wind up going to court and get upheld for years? I just don't know if you're a team and you're bringing in your franchise quarterback. And by the way, at this point of camp too, like, where you're opening camp and you feel like you're going to see it through with your quarterback, like, I just don't know how you pull the trigger on that if it's high compensation.
Well, it's a tough one to do, because I was going to ask you, do you still believe, and do people that you're working with every day still believe the Dolphins are interested if this Deshaun Watson thing gets cleaned up?
I've never honestly gotten that sense personally from my conversations. I'm not saying that it wouldn't happen. I could see if training camp just goes much worse than they're expecting that they could become interested. But personally, in my conversations, I've gotten the sense that they really firmly want to see this all through with Tua. So, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I heard a story the other day about Tua, by the way.
What'd you hear?
I guess he joined a local golf club. And I heard it was like rain out there or whatever. And Tua was you know, sometimes you got to pull your carts when there's lightning. You got to pull them under like a tree. I don't know. You pull them somewhere safe.
Yeah.
And I guess there was like 15, 20 other carts around. And like a buddy of mine was out there and he said he thought, you know, Tua would probably try to like go in and get away from it all. I guess Tua sat out there and talked to all 20, like literally 20 people, like held court with like 20 people for like a solid, like, let's say a half hour, where he just literally talked to every single one of them, held, like, fielded every single question, like, with my buddy said, with a total smile on his face. And it's like, man, you know, you never want to just be the good guy. You also want to be a good quarterback.
Right.
But, like, that was great to hear.
Jeff, that's my quarterback.
That's a nice story. No, that's good stuff. That's why people join Grand Oaks. That's a beautiful reason to join that club. I mean, it's close. It's great location, all those things. Hey, real quickly, too, I wanted to get your take on how ugly this vaccination versus I didn't get the vaccination going to go with the players on these teams like Buffalo and other teams.
So here's my only thing there. Like, I actually kind of think it's not going to be as big of a deal once things get going. More than 80% of the league is vaccinated. So it's not like it's going to be in the locker room like this 50-50, like, vaxxers versus anti-vaxxers kind of thing. Like, I mean, even from the standpoint, like, I was on a call with the league the other day and I asked, like, what happens if there's, they said if there's an outbreak of unvaccinated players, well, what constitutes an outbreak? Because if it's only 20% of the league that's unvaccinated, like, that's not that big of a deal if there is an outbreak. You can still play a game in that sense. So I don't think when the NFL is using powerful language to say you'll have to forfeit game checks, they got through a 17-game season last year without a vaccine. I don't think it's going to be that big of a problem once things get started, to be completely honest with you.
No, I like that. And then the other thing we got to ask you, Tom Brady.
Yep.
All right, so the jugs machine, he throws three in a row. Fake, faker, so fake, in my opinion. But cool. No, very cool. Only Tom Brady who's becoming – the coolest mofo of all time, man, with the things he's doing. It was awesome, but you're not buying that.
I want to believe it's real, Jeff. I want to believe that.
Jeff?
Well, I mean, I think that's – I'm not here to be the party pooper. I would just say that there's – check out a technology called VFX and look at 2 years ago. I'll put it this way. I'm going to put a very optimistic spin on it. Tom Brady has been putting out pretty cool videos for a few years now, a couple years before he started camp for year 20. 2 years ago, he put out a really cool video of him throwing passes to himself. go check that out.
You feel like you're telling me Santa's not real or something.
Hey, Jeff, crazy. I just wish, and I know you're tight with the whole Brady camp and stuff, and I thought it was cool. He's in Montana throwing to those little kids going, hey, Wes Welker, run. I got you. Amendola, I got you. Where's Gronk? Nice. I mean, it was like, he's cool. Everything he does, he never forgets his boys, man. It was awesome. Yeah. But
He's got the social media thing dialed in right now.
He does.
Isn't it amazing? 43, was he 44 yet? No, 43 still. And he's like the king of social media too. It's like, I can't even figure out what the hell this stuff is. Like, I feel like I'm drowning. Like, I've had these feelings like, wow, I'm becoming an old man. Like TikTok and all this crap. Tom Brady's still mastering
that. Jeff. He's great at it. He's not good at it. He's great at it.
He's got a great team of guys.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's just kind of the by the way, the story about Tua was great, which I'm not surprised. I heard he's just great with everybody. The guys that worked with him in the offseason away from camp have just raved about what he's done.
I know Dolphins fans are probably tired of that because it's like you never want to be like, he's a great guy, but you know, that butt is always brutal, but I do think when you're talking about the face of your franchise, look, man, like, I know people want to see potentially Deshaun Watson down here, but you should want Tua to succeed. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
By the way, no matter what size, and we got into this last week, it got ugly around here with the vaccination and the Tua stuff. Like, everybody who's already decided Tua can't play, they should hope he can play, man, because we want to keep going through this. We should hope that our first-round pick, if you're a Dolphin fan, like, you should hope he's really good and he's our future, unless you think this is really cool, the old train wreck quarterback thing, because it's getting old. Marino ain't coming back through that door.
It's tough, though. I understand it, but you should not be. I always subscribe to that. Like, I always tell people, like, people always ask me, like, oh, what do you think? I'm like, this is the guy you should buy his jersey, you know? And I know Dolphins fans are sick of wasting money on jerseys.
All right.
But at some point, you want a guy that you're proud of on and off the field to succeed. And I think that Tua has the chance. He is certainly capable of being one off the field. The question is now on the field.
That's why I bought a Jeff Darlington jersey.
Yeah, man, that'll last you a long time.
Doesn't matter what team. Hey, that's it.
Jeff. I actually don't really believe in any adults wearing, any adult men wearing jerseys. But that's a conversation for a different day.
Wait a sec. So
what about on game day?
You wouldn't wear like, if you were going to a Dolphin game, and you weren't working. You wouldn't wear a Tua jersey.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Would you put your own name on it?
Like, we're talking sports radio here. There's a lot of people that are listening that certainly do that. I personally think they should only be made in size small for children and women. By the way,
you're killing Zach because Zach wears them.
Listen, I did what you just said, Jeff. I want Tua to be the guy, so I bought me and Matthew Tua jerseys. I bought a small one for him.
I love that you bought your kid a jersey.
Yeah, he's got a Tua jersey.
We're not talking about the one you bought for your son.
I bought matching jerseys. Right. Right.
Hey, by the way, I'm just kidding. I know Zach's a big jersey guy. I'm just messing with you, bud.
I can't fit in the Tua jersey yet, but I will someday.
Hey, Zach, how many Dolphins jerseys do you have?
I got a Randy McMichael, a Sam Madison, a Cam Wake, and now a Tua.
Oh, that's pretty good. Right. That's a good choice.
And a throwback Marino, but that doesn't come out of the closet. That's like stuck in the closet and it's like a safe place.
Jeff, way to get it stirred up, though. You ought to see his face now.
I don't care. I get what he says. It's fine. But my kid's got one. He said it's okay for the kid to have one, so I'm fine with that.
Hey Joe, were you there that one time when Marino and someone from marketing came up after a game and said to Marino, like, hey Dan, your jersey was the highest selling. Look at this. Look at these numbers. Your jersey was the highest selling in the stadium today. And Marino was so proud and so fired up. And I was like,
by the way, it still is after 20 years.
I know.
The safest jersey to buy. That's why.
It was great. It was great from two levels. First of all, like, you could see the competitiveness in Marino. He was like, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. And then it's like thinking about it, it's like, dude, who else? What other jerseys are they going to buy, bud?
So you can see Marino throwing four touchdowns and he's in the car driving home with Claire, and all he says is, you hear about my jersey?
That's it.
It's still number one. Honey.
I think they sold like seven of them, and he was fired up.
Jeff, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks, you.
Guys. All right. See ya.
560 The Joe, WQAM and Gun World of South Florida are saluting our military heroes. If you'd like to nominate someone you know, just log on to WQAM.com and register, and we'll read their name right here on the show. Just go to WQAM.com and enter the name for an on-air salute.
Well, we talked about how busy this week's going to be, starting with NFL camps all going to be open, and then Major League Baseball trade deadline is on Friday. The NBA draft is actually on Thursday, and then right around the corner from that, starting next month, free agency in the NBA. I'm going to run some names by you. I want to find out what you guys think. Kawhi Leonard, going to be out for the year. Skip that.
Yeah.
ACL.
Yeah, I'm good.
Chris Paul.
No.
I'm with you on that.
I'm going to skip Chris Paul.
Here's an interesting one. John Collins, who's from West Palm, turned down big contract from Atlanta. Going for the big bucks. I guess he could still return to Atlanta. Interested in John Collins?
Yeah, I would be, because that's a position that he could be right next to Bam and probably help out the big man position on this team a little bit more. Out of those guys, probably not the sexiest name, but I would think probably the best fit out of those three.
Yeah, I'm not interested in him.
Okay.
No.
He's going to demand a ton of money.
DeMar DeRozan. I'm getting in. This is the part of the show where I get into some older guys.
Right. I guess it depends on the money and the contract.
I think he's going to L.A. I think he's going to play for the Lakers. But
yeah.
Kyle Lowry, 35. You know he's a Riley kind of player, but he's 35.
I'm not totally interested in him. That position is of need on this team, a point guard. But I don't know. It's going to cost a lot of money to get him.
Yep.
And he's going to want to play for a couple years and get a big
contract.
Yep.
Mike Conley?
I think he's too injury prone. He's been hurt. He makes a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know.
How about this name? Never thought I'd say this. Lonzo Ball.
For the right price, maybe. He plays a position of need for this
team.
There
ain't no right price, Zach. Everybody's getting paid, man. All these guys.
Yeah, I'm not giving him $45 million a year like you'd give Chris Paul. And Conley's making $50 million a year.
So, you know the names we've talked about before, but it looks like Bradley Beal. Now, these are trades. And Ben Simmons, obviously, they would love to get Bradley Beal if there's a way. Bradley Beal.
I mean, out of those two, I'd rather have Bradley Beal.
Tell me Bradley Beal isn't a Pat Riley like splash, right?
Perfect compliment to Jimmy also. Outside shooter, plays a little defense. Jimmy controls the rest.
Bradley Beal.
The Simmons one is weird, though, isn't it? Because that takes an organization with a big ego that thinks they can fix him.
Yeah, that's Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra.
No, it's not.
I hope not.
I don't think there's any fixing that.
I hope not, but you just said it right on the money. What Patton and Eric do?
Because they're not going to give him away for nothing. Like, you're going to have to pay up to get him to some extent. I mean, the guy still is.
He still can't
shoot.
Some
people think he's
talented. But what can you offer Philly to get Ben Simmons here when you don't have draft picks?
He still can't shoot before you start giving up guys.
I know.
All his things, great, long, dribble, pass, defend. There's one thing he can't do, and I don't know. And I'm shocked to hear all these teams that are interested in him. Like, he can't shoot, and there's a little block at the free throw line. Check that. He pulled a cowardly block in his didn't dunk a ball past it so he wouldn't get fouled.
But Hollywood said it. Who's got the biggest ego that thinks they could turn him around?
Well, that's not coaching. That's different stuff.
That's Pat Riley.
Coaches aren't in sports psychology. Not that way. When you got a block and you can't throw from second base to first base, can't hit a breaking pitch because your left foot's out of the batter's box. Coaches can't help some of those.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Someone took Markel Fultz.
They did. Actually,
he's actually not terrible.
He's not terrible.
Doesn't look like a first overall pick, but.
But he looks like he deserves it. He should be on a team.
Yeah, he could rosterable.
He still
Who takes Ben Simmons, though?
Someone will take him.
No, I know that.
Someone
but
will
like,
do something up for him.
I see him playing on like a Golden State team.
It could be a crap team like a Magic or something like
that. I don't
that.
Even think it's a crap team. I think it's a really good team that tries to pick him up and adds him as a piece and hopes that they don't have to rely on him shooting all game long. Like, that's why Golden State team.
How can you have a guy that's minus a center? Even centers shoot the ball. A lot of the centers are good outside shooters now, but – how can you have a guy that just literally you can play off and cover somebody else and just keep him from getting to the basket?
In today's NBA, you're right. That's the opposite of the guy you want.
It's really hard to
But if
cover
you're Golden
that
State
up.
And you can offer two top picks in the 15, top 15, you have like 7 and 14, I think they have, and maybe like a Wiggins who you're going to probably get rid of anyway and not pay him
now,
more
after
this contract.
Nobody wants to play with Wiggins. You're right.
But if you could
He's
give
not very
up.
Good either.
No, but if you.
But Simmons is not going to get better. That's the problem.
No, but
he doesn't, just doesn't have the
he
work.
He can
get
better on a team that doesn't need him to be the offensive guy.
What's that?
He can be
you guys
the utility
see
guy.
That documentary that Simmons did while he was in college. I mean, the guy's been getting his ass kissed since he's been.
No,
15
for a long time.
Years old.
Yeah,
I mean,
a long
he's
time.
Told he's the greatest thing in the world.
Remember, he stopped showing up. If you watch that video, he stopped showing up to class, and the coach called him and said, "You need to come to class." He goes, "Coach, I'm going to play in the game, but I'm not going to class anymore. I'm being first overall pick."
I'm not sure what all that has to do with the fact that the guy won't shoot a 15-footer.
Because he's mentally not – he doesn't care. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares about getting better. He is what he is.
Oh, I think there's a block there. I have trouble believing that he doesn't want to be a better free throw shooter and a better shooter. I just think there's a major block.
Wasn't there
block
a Kardashian
there.
Situation going on there or a Jenner situation?
One of them.
Or there was.
That's a great
one. Is Booker
It was
with,
Jenner. It was a Jenner.
Booker
Jenner.
Stole his girl, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's brokenhearted.
I don't know. Like, when he sits down, he goes, "This has nothing to do with basketball. I got dumped for another basketball player who's a lot better shooter than I am. That freaking Devin Booker." No.
Can't you see him in the starting lineup with Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, and he just has to be that utility guy? grab rebounds, dish the ball, don't have to shoot. Like, I can't see him in a Sacramento where they're going to trade away assets and say, we just want to see if we could turn him around, and he has to be the number one guy there. He's not a number one guy. He's a number one guy defensively, but not offensively.
Isn't it hard to have a guy in this league right now that
who can't shoot at all? Yes. Unless you're 7 foot tall and you play that center position like you did in the 80s and 90s.
You can't shoot free throws? Like, got to have somebody. He won't even take open shots.
I know. Gave up a layup.
The guys are screaming, I'm 15 feet. Come on, Ben. Shoot one. Oh, I see it on your face. You're afraid to shoot.
Philly gave him almost $200 million as an extension.
It is amazing. He averaged 16, 17, 18 points a game and can't shoot. That's amazing.
By the way, there's no team in professional sports that's more enjoyable to watch them fail than the Philadelphia 76ers, is there?
Yeah.
They did everything the wrong way. They cheated the system.
Jets.
I mean, the way that they built their team is so pathetic.
Yeah.
And everything that they sold their fans on, and they missed on so many of those picks, too.
Oh, if you're a Philly fan,
you've just given up. It's really fun to watch them struggle and miss on all of these guys that they drafted.
You're a bad guy, Woody, sitting there hoping.
Sorry.
It's just a really bad take.
Think of their top picks, though, that they had. They had four top three picks.
They blew all of them.
Embiid. You got Embiid. That's your guy.
I don't know how good Embiid is, to be quite honest.
He's one of the best centers in the league. He is.
A little durability problem. I wish you would have said that.
He's capital S soft, though, man. Mentally weak. Like, what else do you want to put on the guy?
No, they've really struggled getting guys.
Fultz couldn't shoot.
They got a bunch of guys who can't stay healthy.
Right.
And then the mental problems. This could be two guys with mental issues, blocks in their head.
I mean, who's doing the scouting over there? Can you imagine watching Markelle Fultz in a workout and be like, that's our guy? Isn't that the Jason Tatum draft?
Does seem kind of weird, doesn't it? Nope. I don't disagree with that. Hey, Woody.
That's like watching Justin Herbert in a workout. I mean, like that, we can't go with him.
Throw a pen at you.
I
don't even mention that name.
I have trouble letting that go, too, though.
I know. I just don't want to think about it.
I know, and I've moved on, but I have moved on, I swear.
No, you haven't.
It's a new season coming up.
That one's a little bit fresh.
All those guys sitting there at the Senior Bowl watching everything he does. Mm. Everything. And going, nah, not him. All right, hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy deal. I'm fine. I'm trying to get over that. You guys brought up that other story. Somehow went to Dante Culpepper. I can't like the whole Saban
thing. Well, that's
Nick's fault. Saban now blaming the doctors.
I mean, come on.
Next thing you know, he's going to be blaming his wife.
And not only doctors.
No, he won't be blaming his wife.
He'll never blame his wife.
She's wearing the damn pants. He won't be blaming her.
Poor Dr. Andrews.
Kick his ass.
All right.
No, he said Dr. Andrews, the only guy gave him the good. Dr. Andrews said they were fine. It was the team doctors here that he's mad at.
But he always gets brought back up.
Yeah. Just let it go. If he'll let it go, I'll let it go. I'll let everything go. We'll just talk about him being a great college coach. Hey, right now I want to just talk to you about being a great SUV in this market like South Florida Chevy dealers have. I don't know if that made sense to start with, but boy, I'll tell you what. It makes sense when you talk about Tahoes and Suburbans. Big and beautiful and roomy. And that's just the teaser because, yeah, our big SUVs are on fire right now. You betcha, man. Used and new Tahoes and Suburbans are on fire, especially the new look is fantastic. And more space. Are you kidding me? More space on top of our big boy SUVs. Well, how about the 2021 Traverse? Boy, I'll tell you what, it's a midsize SUV. Can't believe how much room it has. I'm blown away. I was blown away when I went to a showroom and they said, sit in the back seat. Don't drive it. Just sit in the back seat. I went, wow, midsize SUV? Are you flirting on being the big? He goes, no, it's a midsize SUV, spacious enough to accommodate the big family, and doesn't compromise any of the style. It's not a big old box. It's beautiful. It's got style. It'll get you lots of compliments. But let's keep going. Our smaller SUVs, like the Equinox and the Chevy Blazer, smaller but still really cool and plenty of room to really enjoy yourself, even in a small SUV, to drive comfortable every day. It's got everything you need. I haven't even mentioned all those Silverado trucks where we got great deals right now. If you're starting to work more and more out of that truck and still need room for family, we got the perfect trucks for you Right now, the Silverado truck's in the color you like, the style you like, for your lifestyle that you're working extra hours now, making some extra money. We got the perfect and a great deal behind it. It's with these Silverado trucks. Hey, I could go on and on about all the new products, but I'll just tell you this. This is what's been told to me by people who know a lot more about South Florida Chevy dealers than I do, and that's those folks that own them and run them. And they will tell you these are the best overall products they've ever had in the history of South Florida Chevy. I'm telling you right now, this is it. Convenient locations all over Dade, all over Broward, even Monroe County. So find new roads, get ready to fall in love after you take that test drive and you sit down and get the great deal at your South Florida Chevy dealers today. All right, welcome back, and good morning on what should be a real fun week as we get the NFL camps opened up, including the Miami Dolphins, here on Wednesday. And I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see what it looks like. Everybody out there, most of the players healthy, and we'll be back. Preston Williams, we still don't know about with his foot, but I am looking forward to seeing every throw that Tua Tagovailoa makes. And I do want to say this. I don't know how good he's going to be, but I know what I hope. I hope he's really good because I don't want to keep trying to figure this thing out and going through this. I really don't. I would love to see him just come in and just tear it up from day one and just look comfortable throwing to his guys and one-on-one and seven-on-seven and team passing drills and red zone and short yardage and everything else, the throws he's going to make with the weapons that he has. It's the fastest group of receivers we've had. We got big body guys to throw to. And across the board, even with the tight ends we have. Last year, those guys had a really good year as a group. What do? They go out and add another one of the top tight ends, past receiving tight ends in the draft. So they're loaded.
But isn't that what every Dolphin fan should be thinking right now? That you hope that Tua is the guy, that you hope that Tua is the answer, that you hope Tua...
If you're a real fan, yes.
Right,
if
because I won't understand a Dolphin fan right now. Whether you believe in Tua or not, think he was the right pick, I get it. That's fine. You think you're in the Herbert camp, you're in the this camp, you're in the that camp, that's fine. But right now, Tua is a quarterback of this team. Are you rooting for him to fail? If you're a Dolphins fan, because you don't like him, because you don't like the fact that Chris Greer picked him, because I'm with you on.
No, you're not a real fan of the team if you do that.
Right. But
by the way, what has Tua done to anyone to make them not like him?
Well, they just, because of the Justin Herbert situation, or they didn't like him because he was from Alabama, whatever the case may be. I'm a Dolphins fan. Like,
I don't think it's the Alabama thing, Zach.
But it could be anything. Could be anyone's reason why they don't like Tua.
It's one big thing. Guy's rookie of the year on the West Coast.
That should have anything to do with it, though.
Oh, it does when your guy got pulled out of a couple games. Well, I don't think they dislike him. What do you mean? Like, they just want to – I just, like everybody else, I want him to just be good.
Well, I'm just bad, sick of looking for a quarterback.
Disaster. I mean, if he's bad,
bad, Chris Greer gets fired and you're going to start it over.
The thing again?
Yes. And that's
through what we just went through?
Yes. You're going to have to look for your franchise quarterback. You're going to have to try to find your franchise quarterback. I just hope they did already.
We should all be hoping. Whatever, if you know how he's going to play this year, then you're a lot smarter than everybody else with what he has around him. And he should have success. He should. He should have success with the group of guys that he has. There's no reason, short of the offensive line just being god-awful, he should be, again, and it starts, get your confidence in one-on-one drills, seven-on-seven, and then as the team stuff, get more comfortable in that pocket throwing to these guys. But they went out. We've never spent the amount of draft picks, high draft picks, on an offensive line that we have the last 2 years.
And offensive weapons.
And what the weapons we
right.
got in free agency. We went out and got the fastest free agent wide receiver, and we went out and got one of the fastest drafted wide receivers. So,
well, yeah, it's like,
man,
this, Joe. Someone texted this
to
in.
Watch.
Yeah, root for failure to not waste any more time. Should be talking about Brissett. He's the best quarterback on the roster. Is this person a Dolphin fan?
So no.
Sir, ma'am?
But they can, I mean, that's fine, but they're already saying that he's the best. Yeah, he probably is. But Tua needs to get better and better and better as he gets more comfortable with this group and co-coordinators and everything else. We need him to be the guy. Nothing against Brissett. Nothing at all. But we need Tua, and everybody knows we need Tua.
Right. This can't step up and be the guy.
This open competition stuff, no.
There's no open competition. Tua's a starter.
Tua Tagovailoa needs to be the quarterback day one and never look back. He should never have a sore neck ever from turnaround, stiff neck. No problem. Should be the guy. And by the way, if you're a fan, you should want him to be. Not taking anything away from Brissett. Hope he is good too. But we need Lefty to be really, really a frontline quarterback, get the ball to the right guy, be able
franchise
to make all the throws, and go from there. So, but the other things are always tied to it. We talked about this stuff. All the things. And by the way, Waddle, going to be a lot of draft picks in this draft tied to Waddle too and how he plays. But Tua, yeah. And a lot of it is because the guy was taken right after him. Who can play. He can flat out play.
Right.
And that just puts more pressure on what you can do with your guy and all those things. But anyway, 305-567-0560. What else you got coming in?
Says maybe if Tua grew 4 or 5 inches, he could be faster, stronger, and get a stronger arm. Maybe if he learned the playbook.
All right. So, okay, move on.
That's shots good. Are being taken.
Yeah.
Texans just came out saying they're open to trading Deshaun for 3 first rounds. And more, should we go for it? It's a lot to give up. The report from Mortensen is 5 high draft picks and a couple of starting caliber players.
So, like, let me just
three
say,
ones.
Three ones, two twos.
Two twos,
or
a two and a three.
Xavien Howard.
It's a lot to give up for Deshaun Watson.
For a guy, you know, when he can play.
That's, right. I mean, that's the thing also, right?
That's a tough one.
If the Finns want to significantly higher or make their chances higher of winning a Super Bowl in the next 2 to 3 years, they have to go get Watson. I love Tua, but I'm not sure he will even be the guy.
So again, this sounded like last week and the week before and the week before. I don't know if you just find us, but I'll just say this. Like, you have nothing to lose by giving him a couple of months, September and October. Just give him a chance. See what it looks like.
Guys, don't forget that the Jets just drafted a young guy, and so did the Patriots in the division. How would you rank the quarterbacks right now?
I have no idea. Can you
Josh
tell me
Allen and then everyone else?
Yeah.
Josh Allen and then everyone else in the AFC.
So the other young guy hasn't played. Right. I don't know. Well, two of them haven't played. And Josh Allen's one of the best in the league, in the whole NFL.
Right.
He is really good. His improvement, big, strong arm that now he has under control. And on top of that, they went out and got him a new weapon, taking all the pressure off all those other guys.
Someone just also texted in, there's 22 open cases against Deshaun. No thanks. It's a lot to overcome.
It's just such a weird one.
It is.
He was so good and wanted out, and then this thing just – hits, and you're going, all right, one woman, we've seen that before. And then you go, oh, God, 5, 10, 15, 20, 21, 22.
All right. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I mean, go out and buy a couple of massage envies after a while
right.
if you like them that much.
Or just find one masseuse. Big Mike in New York City goes, everyone who knows me knows I wanted Herbert, but I will not root against Tua.
Well, you can't get Herbert. That's done.
Right. But the whole point was how many Dolphin fans are just so upset that they won't root for Tua. And this is, I will not root for Tua to be a bust.
Why would somebody go to a game, go to the Buffalo game, and go, oh, man, sitting there with your buddy having a cold beer, sitting there with your family and saying, man, I hope today Tua at those 5 picks. You're going out there hoping – like, wow, that 3-touchdown game, I like it. Made some nice throws on some deep passes.
Mm-hmm.
Hit some square ends. Hit some corner routes. Oh, nice read on the blitz. He got rid of it to the right guy. Oh, made a nice. I don't know. I don't know why anybody would go, well, I'm just not sold. I'm just not. You wake up in the morning. No, your wife goes, make love to me. I'm not sold on Tua. I mean, where it ruins your whole day.
Tommy in Hialeah says these haters are the same ones that were on the Rosen train, wanted Tanny back. Fitz was their future. They're all full of crap.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to switch it over here coming up at 9 o'clock. We've got Brett McMurphy going to join us. We'll talk to Murph. Got a lot of stuff going on to get to here this morning with all this news of what the SEC might be doing, not just with Oklahoma and Texas, but maybe even more. So Brett McMurphy, Stadium College Football Insider, will join us. We'll talk to him. By the way, real quickly, too, we haven't brought this up. The Panthers just pulled off over the last couple of days. This Sam Reinhart is unbelievable. The guy they got from the Buffalo Sabres. Talk about one of the best players on the team coming in. Bill Zito, man, you're not messing around. Bill Zito, the GM, gets it done without giving up much. Without giving up much, man. Another move to win right now. And the future, of course, Bill. Of course, the future. But
just got to avoid Tampa Bay in the first round.
Right now, well, I don't know what you do about that.
That's all you got to try to do.
Maybe those guys are all getting expensive. You got to. Yeah, but this Reinhart is really, really good player. All right. We'll take a quick break. Got a lot more stuff to get to here coming up. But first, want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. I love talking about Air Around the Clock. Been around for a long, long time. Still family-owned. Still going strong. Trained and certified technicians. Working 7 days a week. Covering all of Broward, all of Palm Beach. Just keep getting bigger and better. Got those Rheem air conditioning units. Got those Rheem water heaters. You're going, wait, what'd you say? Water heaters? So, yeah, well, I want to talk about air conditioning units. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Air Around the Clock will come out. Great financing available with 90% approval rate. Always ready for you. All you have to do is call 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Or go to atcair.com and find out more about Air Around the Clock. But also want to tell you within Air Around the Clock, Air Around the Clock Plumbing. 855-PLUMBER. Water heater. Need a new one. Clogged toilets, need a plumber that's really, really good. I had one come out. They took great care of me, and they're going to take great care of you, too. They really are doing it all for you at Air Around the Clock.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.